For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Tommy, you have issues with Brian Daboll's coaching in the second half yesterday?
Sure do.
Go ahead.
And it's hard for me to buy into this team because, once again, the head coach was the cowardly lion, because after the turnover on downs in the fourth quarter, run, then you lose 4 yards, then you run again, and then you send a kicker who was on the couch like the rest of us last week out there to kick a 48-yard field goal. So we're going to have a quick little game show here. Sean, you're the contestant. Door number one or door number two, your choice.
Okay, door number two.
Door number two, the head coach is an idiot. You want to know what door number one was?
What?
Door number one is he's tanking. Because that is a head coach that is trying to lose on purpose.
Tommy, you're wrong.
Sean, that is...
That's coaching to win.
No, it is not.
Yeah,
it is coaching scared. Either you are not good at your job, or you are purposely trying to lose games because you are comfortable and you realize you need to draft a quarterback. Because once again, he's coming up with these decisions with the kickers to lose games. Now, he got bailed out in this game because you're playing the Browns and Deshaun Watson, who's a bottom three quarterback in the NFL. He is hideous. And he got bailed out. So I'd love to hear your explanation here, because to me, he's either a moron or he's tanked.
Last week, when Graham Gano was hurt and we all crushed Brian Daboll for the kicking situation, did the Giants or did they not bring in multiple kickers despite already having one on the practice squad to work out? Just start with that. Yes or no?
Sean, fine. Yes.
Okay. Did this kicker, Greg Joseph, hit not one, not two, but three extra points in that long 38-yard distance type?
I don't care if he's sending out Justin Tucker for 48 yards. Be aggressive. Go for the win. Now, he's not Justin Tucker. He's a guy who didn't have a job a week ago.
And I know Evan agrees with you. Guys, in the NFL, I don't care if you were on your couch a week ago. If you were good enough to play in the NFL and good enough to kick on a clear September day, it is your job to hit a 46-yarder, and it is your job as a head coach when you need a field goal to seal the win to make sure you have the best possible situation to put that field goal. That's what he did. I can't kill Daboll for that.
Is Brian Daboll's job security tied to a quarterback?
Dude, we spent Monday. Yes, I guess. But we spent Monday killing the idea that the Giants not having a kicker killed them, and Brian Daboll screwed up the whole kicker situation. Now, in theory, they do have a kicker. He coached like he had a kicker. Am I going to kill him for that? I can't kill him for that.
So, you're asking me if I agree with Tommy?
Yeah.
I partially agree with Tommy. I think he's just taking it too far. I don't think Brian Daboll's an idiot, nor do I think he's tanking, but I disagreed with running with Devin Singletary three straight times at the Cleveland 29-yard line. I disagree with it. I would have dialed up at least one aggressive play to not settle for a 48-yard field goal. So, I'm with him in terms of the argument. I'm not with him in terms of either he's tanking, which is not the case, and you know that, bro. And I don't think he's an idiot. I just don't think he was aggressive enough with at least one of those plays. Like, here's what I'll give you. Can I give you this? First of all, you want to run on first down because they only had two timeouts left? Okay, fine. When you get stymied and now it's second and long, and they're playing the run to the point where when you ran with Devin on second down, he got stopped for a negative 3-yard loss.
Okay,
I probably see that and say, all right, I'm going to dial up a pass play. They got one timeout left. Let me see if I can get a chunk of yards here.
And what if Myles Garrett sacks him and knocks him out of field goal range?
What if? What if a lot of bad things happen?
Are you playing it safe to kick the field goal? I don't have a problem with that.
Or, Sean, what if Devin Singletary loses 3 yards like he did, and now you're settling for nearly a 50-yard field goal? What if? Both aren't good, bro.
Dude.
Like, it was too conservative in terms of that play call. So, I do agree with him that I didn't like that, but that was the only thing I didn't like from the second half. If you look at the rest of the second half play calling, I think Brian Daboll was aggressive. I think his players didn't execute.
Yeah,
there were bad penalties. There were missed throws by Daniel. So I think that I don't think the second half was literally, let's climb into a hole and wait for the clock to run out. I don't think that's a fair criticism.
No, and I think a good defense stepped up like the Browns. Guys, there's one thing you could criticize Brian Daboll for, and neither of you have mentioned it yet.
In the game or just in one specific
game.
Moment? Go ahead.
And it almost lost them the game.
Go ahead.
We are in year two of Eric Gray. He's not a return man. He stunk last year, dropping punts left and right. He can't hold on to the football. And there he is. I understand that they have gone to Gunnar Olszewski out. How is he your primary option to return kicks? He stinks. He fumbled the kick, and it led to an immediate 7-0 lead. And thank God the Giants came back, because that's the thing to kill Brian Daboll about. Eric Gray is not a return man. Stop making him something he's not.
And he came.
I'm not a Pilates instructor. Nobody would have me do that. I mean, come on.
So then, can someone explain to me then why these decisions by the head coach are being made? Is he an idiot? Is he comfortable? So what is it? Is he an idiot? Is he comfortable? Or is he tanking?
Hold on. Why do you have to be so hyperbolic?
Because, Evan, this is
It's a football discussion. Like, it's just a disagreement on...
he's getting a pass. It's been 2 years of this.
Tommy.
Yes.
Take a deep breath, okay? This is what's so interesting. We're all... Like, I'm on Tommy's side for the most part, but he's nuking it. Like, he took the nuclear bomb out and said, he's either an idiot or you fire him! It's just a difference in opinion on how you handle a first and 10 from the Cleveland 29. I don't think it has to be as hyperbolic as he's an idiot or he's tanking. Why do you have to go that far with it?
Because every week, or seemingly every single week, dating back to last year, there are decisions being made by Brian Daboll that I disagree with. And I'm just trying to get answers.
But Tommy, in the first half of this game, you would agree that Brian Daboll reminded us, me and you, of the guy that we liked from 2 years ago.
He did.
They were very aggressive on a fourth down play. They had a beautiful play call to sweep to Malik Nabers, got the ball in the hands of the best player, and we saw Brian Daboll's, as you put it.
Yes.
So focus on this specific game, not 2 weeks ago, because we could re-argue all of our disagreements from the Jet-Giant game. In terms of yesterday, the only thing to me, I mean, you bring up the Eric Gray thing, that's fine. I get that. He puts the ball on the ground, get him out. But why are you going all so nuts about it? It's just a football disagreement.
But if I come home and I do the four things my wife asked me to do, but I didn't do the fifth one that really annoys her, then I'm still the same lazy schlub that she regrets marrying. Now, I'm using that. She doesn't regret marrying me, but you get my idea.
You're microing this too much. Okay. Were the Giants, and I know we don't care about points, but we do. Were the Giants nearly a touchdown underdog in Cleveland yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Were we not coming off Brian Daboll being asked after 2 weeks about job security? Down 7-0 on the road versus a good defense. Did Brian Daboll, with his play calling, not give Daniel Jones all the confidence, Malik Nabers, and go for it on that fourth down? Brian Daboll coached a game yesterday that is worth applauding. A football game nobody thought was coming, and a lot of it was due to his coaching.
I agree with him on that. Like, I think overall, like, especially the play calling, which we now know he is a part of, Brian Daboll did a great job yesterday. Disagreeing how you handle that final possession, like... We disagree. I don't think it has to be. He's either an idiot or he's tanking.
I know.
Like, why does it have to be that extreme?
Pick door number one or pick door number two.
I mean, it's how about this? It's neither door, bro.
Yeah.
He's not tanking. He's not an idiot. He just got really conservative on that final drive, maybe because he had way too much optimism in Greg Joseph, which I wouldn't have had.
I'm being an investigative reporter, maybe even a detective, and I'm following the bouncing ball here, and I see a head coach who literally had his feet up on Hard Knocks and coaches like he's comfortable, like he's tanking.
How is that?
He doesn't want this quarterback. He is married to Daniel Jones. He wants him out of here.
You don't think he called good plays for his quarterback yesterday?
I think in the second half of that game, when it mattered the most,
you're wrong about that. He got scared again. I'll tell you why.
And sent the kicker out there to kick a 48-yarder that was out of a job last week.
So the New York Giants had the football 7 different possessions in the second half, okay? That's a fact. There's no disagreeing with that. 7 different possessions, okay? One of those possessions, I agree with you. I didn't like how conservative he was. If you go through the other 6 possessions, and I dare you to because you'll be proven wrong, show me where Brian Daboll coached scared. Because he didn't. Because let's go through how each position ended. First possession of the second half ended because Devin Singletary put the ball on the ground. Okay?
Yeah.
The third possession, or the second possession ended because Daniel Jones missed Malik Nabers and missed a pass to him. And then there was a false start on Andrew Thomas. And then there was a high snap on 3rd and long in which they...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Also had an ineligible man downfield.
Right. And Jones did a great job by that in the way. By the way.
I call that lack of execution.
Yeah.
Okay? On the third possession, they had a 2nd and 8 that got blown up because he got sacked. And by the way, it was untouched. Whoever sacked him, I actually forget who it was, came in completely untouched.
I think that was the Darius Smith.
On the next possession, he almost threw an interception at Denzel Ward. Daniel Jones didn't execute.
He did.
I don't see play calls where he was conservative. I see the quarterback and this offense not executing. So I think it's lazy is a mean word. I was about to call you Brian because you look right. Like Brian Daboll.
Thank you.
Lazy is a mean word because I know you watch every Giant game and every Giant play. There's nothing about the play calling until the final possession, which we agree with, that shows me the Giants got conservative and went into a cocoon. And by the way, I just showed you because I gave you examples. So now I'll give it to you. Without mentioning the field goal possession that we agree on, show me where he got conservative. I'll hang up and listen.
I'll show you examples throughout last year and yesterday with the game on the line, guys. He coaches conservatively scared.
But Luke, I said the game yesterday.
But Evan, I don't care what they did.
You just said the second half he coached scared.
Evan.
Did he say that, Sean?
In the NFL, the difference between winning and losing, the Rams beat the Niners yesterday, so anybody could beat anybody. You have to execute and be aggressive when the game is on the line. When the game is on the line, his idea was to send out Greg Joseph to kick a 48-yard field goal on the road.
We agree on that last possession, me and you. I'm with you, okay? On the 6 other possessions in the second half, did he coach scared?
What good would... No.
I'm asking you a question.
No.
Okay, so I win.
Okay, you win. But the bottom line is that I want an answer to why this head coach makes these decisions. And I haven't been able to get an answer of this. He's either comfortable because he knows he has a job.
Stop saying that.
They won the game. It's a victory Monday. We may only get 3 or 4 of these all year long. Can we enjoy the damn win?
No, because...
Tommy,
no.
Or we're not Daboll tanking? Everyone just shut up.
No.
All the callers. Can we just enjoy a win?
No, because
we never win. We finally won. Right. Enjoy the win.
You're going to be Randy Bullock. Because Shoho should be in shape, too. By the way, if we're going to come on the air, Sean, and be critical of the Jets and Robert Saleh after wins, then I have to be fair and be critical of the head coach.
Right. So then you know what? The way you wanted him to coach, then he did a great job in week 2 because you don't even want the kicker existing.
No,
so, as far as I'm concerned, credit him for that.
No, that's another bad mark on his case because he once again...
We get it. You don't like Daboll, you want Belichick here. We got it.
I definitely don't want... I'd rather have Joe Judge for the next 20 years than Bill Belichick.
We got it.
Okay, fine.
You're like a dog on a fire
okay.
hydrant.
Okay, you
want
to wave the pom-poms and spin it, then be my guest.
Coach of the year and he's on his
but
way to
a somebody else needs to point out the other things with this football team that everyone else is seeing. Oh, that's it.
Said a lot of things to each other that I started writing down because I want to remember them, including Sean saying, quote, Brian Daboll's on his way to another coach of the year. In case anyone picked up on that.
He might be.
Okay. I like to jot things down. I like to have things in memories. Let's get back to your calls. 888-808.
Jeez, they won the game, guys.
Go out there and rip that son of a bitch.
First of all, I defended him. Did you not listen to what I said?
I know.
The play calling in the second, because here's the thing, and this is why I appreciate what Tommy did. I do appreciate you, bro. He represents a lot of Giant fans who were saying that last night. The Giants kind of got conservative in the second half. They kind of were playing not to lose. And what I'm saying to you is outside of the field goal drive, which I completely agree with you on, right? So put that aside. I just argued with Sean about that first. Like, I'm with you on that. I think you guys are dead wrong that he got conservative. And I just gave you the specific examples of it. It was lack of execution on various people. A lot of it, the quarterback.
Some of it, penalties. I thought initially when I went to bed. As a matter of fact, I taped the whole podcast ripping Daboll. And upon second watch, I was wrong.
Yeah, it's just not true. Like, that's not what happened in the second half of this game. What happened in the second half of this game, in terms of why they didn't score and they didn't put long drives together, is that they didn't execute as well as they did in the first half. It's just sometimes it's as simple as that. It's not necessarily on the coach. The field goal drive, I'm with you on. I would have been much more conservative than running it with Devin Singletary three times in a row to kill time and rely on a Greg Joseph 48-yard field goal. Me and you, simpatico.
Enjoy the win. I'm enjoying the win. Victory Monday. But the win to me after the game yesterday, I felt like the win masked a lot of the same problems. The quarterback wasn't bad in the second half. The quarterback was hideous in the second half. If he throws that interception and they don't call a bogus pass, roughing the passer in the first half, the game's totally different. Giants go down 14-0. I'm just pointing out that.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.